Thank you and good afternoon. Over the weekend, Benaiah Tabatite was released from the hospital and is back in custody at the Humboldt County Correctional Facility after being in critical condition due to a suicide attempt. Tabatite was arrested and booked last Wednesday for his involvement in two bank robberies in Eureka that happened in the span of 6 days. The next morning, a correctional officer found Tabatite in a vacant two-man cell, hanging by a bedsheet wrapped around his neck. Tabatite was taken to the hospital in critical condition after jail staff cut him down. Tabatite will now be more closely monitored by mental health staff and correctional deputies. Humboldt County deputies, along with officers from the Eureka Police Department, were once again called to the Greenbelt area after receiving a call of a man who had been shot. Upon arrival, deputies searched the area and located a 49-year-old man at an encampment along the railroad track south of Pound Road. The man was found without clothing and sustained a gunshot wound to the leg. He was unable to tell deputies why and how he sustained the gunshot wound. The victim was ultimately taken to a local hospital where he underwent surgery and is now in stable condition. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Today, a 30-year-old man found himself in the hospital after he suffered stab wounds in Hoopa in what appears to be a random act of violence. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to Marshall Lane near Highway 96 after the victim reported that he was walking north on Marshall Lane when an unknown man snuck up behind the victim and stabbed him. The attacker then fled the scene. The attacker was described by the victim as a Native American male adult, 6 feet tall, 185 to 200 pounds, and was clean-shaven. He was also wearing a black hooded sweatshirt at the time of the attack. The condition of the victim is unknown at this time. An Arcata police officer fired his weapon at a suspect who attacked officers with a hatchet. Dan Squire has more.
Residents of an apartment complex in Arcata called 911 on Saturday afternoon to report a man armed with a hatchet was prowling around cars in the parking lot at the complex on Bayshore Road and that he had just smashed the rear window of a vehicle. When police arrived, the suspect was still holding the hatchet, and when ordered to drop it, he threw it at officers instead. One of the officers fired his handgun at the suspect but missed, and the man fled on foot, only to be chased down and taken into custody without incident. Officers booked 34-year-old Matthew Adam LaValle of Arcata into county jail after he was cleared by medical staff. He faces assault and vandalism charges.
Thank you, Dan. Crescent City and Delnor County residents will have to wait a few more months before daily air service returns to the upgraded airport, but Penn Air has released the schedule of daily flights that will come with the resumption of service. Penn Air will operate 2 flights to Portland with 2 return flights to Del Norte on 30-seat jets. There will be 1 flight in the morning and the other in the afternoon beginning on September 15th. Flight time is about 90 minutes, and reservation and tickets will be available in the coming days. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A 13-year-old Klamath boy who was at a hospital in Oakland in critical condition over the weekend has succumbed to a gunshot wound he sustained to his head. The details surrounding the events that led to the shooting of 13-year-old Dante Jones remain scarce, with few details released by the Delnor County Sheriff's Office. Jones was taken to the Sutter Coast Hospital Friday night after sustaining the gunshot wound. He was then transferred to a hospital in Oakland where he was in critical condition before ultimately passing away on Sunday. On Sunday, Delnor deputies contacted a juvenile male who is believed to be the primary suspect, and he was taken into custody. No other arrests have been made at this time, and no charges have been filed. May has been deemed as Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month by the Office of Traffic Safety, and they have stepped up their efforts by promoting more safety education. Fortuna Police Chief William Doberstein said that motorcyclists are out in full force as Californians enjoy the perfect weather conditions at this time of year, and we all need to be aware of motorcyclists in order to save lives. Currently, there are over 830,000 registered motorcycles and close to 1.5 million riders in California, the most of any state. In 2013, over 470 people died and over 13,000 were injured due to motorcycle collisions. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.